أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to Ramadan Reflections, and today is the third day of the month of Ramadan. And our topic for today that we want to reflect upon in our series of Living the Quran through the Living Quran is about intoxication, about the usage of drugs, of alcohol, things which, as we know, in many of our societies around the world today are permissible, they are openly available, but obviously something which is strongly condemned and has been forbidden by God within the Noble Quran. Before we go into delving into this topic, let us read and listen to the beautiful verse of the Quran from Surah Al-Baqarah that we want to deliberate upon today.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا.
They ask you, O Muhammad, concerning intoxicants and games of chance. Say, in both of them is a great sin, and both are harmful too, and they have some uses for people. But the sin inherent in them is even more serious than their usefulness. This commandment from the Quran comes to us in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 219. And if you read and reflect on this verse and just carefully study what God is telling us, He is coming forth with a very interesting analysis of the situation. Now, first off, the way that this verse is formed is that the people, the companions, the people around the time of the beloved Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, they came to him and they asked him about intoxicants and about games of chance, gambling for example. And the reply which God gave to the Prophet to give to not only the Muslims but to all of humanity, including you and I, is that God told the Prophet that tell the people that in these two things, in intoxicants and in gambling, that there is a harm, there is a very detrimental harm in both of them, and there is also a benefit. But God says, and this is the important part of the verse, is that God says that the harm in these two things far outweighs the benefit of them. Now, we know in our society today, and who can doubt this, that there is a great benefit in both in intoxicants, whether it be drugs or whether it be alcohol, and there is a great benefit in gambling. You know, you just look at the profits which the alcohol industry take in, or the drug industry take in. And you look at the possibility of winning at the casino or winning a lottery ticket, right? A person can put $2 on the line or $1 on the line and come out as a multimillionaire. Now, who can doubt the benefits in that? Who can doubt the benefit of engaging in opening up a bar or a nightclub and selling alcohol and making a massive profit on this commodity? But God tells us in His infinite wisdom, and this is looking at just one aspect of this verse, that in both of these is a benefit and a harm, and the harm is much more than the benefit. We also have to appreciate the fact that there are clear definitions from our scholars of what is permissible and impermissible. And obviously we don't want to go into a detailed discussion in this series. We leave it up to the viewers to research what your respective scholar that you follow says. But just as a brief definition, that although the Quran talks about, and the word used is khamar, which is loosely translated as intoxicants, and most times people think about intoxicants as being beer, wine, something you drink, for example. But we have to appreciate the fact that this is merely one usage of this term. So intoxicants, as we have the hadith, the sayings from the Prophet and the infallible imams, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, they tell us that it is not only alcohol which is being spoken about in this verse, even though God may have used a word which relates specifically to liquid intoxicants, but actually we're told that anything which can cloud over and fog the mind, And this would include drugs, whether they are, for example, snorted, whether they are injected, whether people smoke them, things like marijuana as an example, that these also fall into the category of intoxicants, and so therefore are completely forbidden. And this is something obviously we have to keep in mind, because we live in ever-changing times where many countries are now legalizing the possession and usage of things like marijuana and maybe other drugs as well. And as Muslims, sometimes the youth ask, well, is it okay if I smoke a joint? I'm not getting drunk. I'm not drinking alcohol. And we have to answer realizing that yes, even smoking drugs is a prohibition within the religion. And the same goes for the other aspect of this verse, although not a part of our theme, about gambling. People ask, well, you know, there's a lottery happening in my city for a good cause, a hospital, for example, or a public school. Can I give $2 or $5 or $20, not with the intention of winning the dream home or the luxury car or the vacation? I'm giving it to help the hospital or the charity that is organizing this sweepstakes, as they will call it. They won't even call it a lottery or gambling, they'll call it a sweepstakes. Is it allowed? And obviously there is a fine point to understand here, which is that are you giving that $20 with the intention of helping them, sincerely helping the cause, or do you have a thought in the back of your mind that, oh, maybe I might win that prize? So this is up to a person's intention. They have to be careful. Yes, there may be some legal leeway for helping such causes, and just by chance you end up winning. But it becomes very difficult for us as human beings to actually say that we're going to give the money simply for the sake of God, simply to help a noble cause. If that is our intention and we can maintain that intention so well and good, but if not, then we have to appreciate that that is also a game of chance, that is a form of gambling, and would fall under the category of this verse that we are looking at today of this blessed month of Ramadan. So we close on this third day and we ask Allah to allow us to understand the right from wrong, to realize that yes, there is benefit in many things that are in society, but there are also many great harms in a lot of these things, and that we make the right decisions, that all of us, young and old, men and women alike, make the right decisions and follow the regulations of the Quran, even though we may not understand them fully in our own limited understanding and capacity. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.